We'll go ahead and continue with Utah coach Kyle Whittingham, and the Utes are home hosting USC on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.com.
Hey, coach, how nice and reliable is it to have a weapon like Andy Phillips, and what does he bring to the game besides just the field goals?
Well, it's a great weapon for us, and in fact, he's amongst the leaders in the nation in scoring, and so he's a big contributor for us week in and week out. He's not your typical kicker. I mean, he's a guy that is very well liked by his teammates. He's one of the most popular guys on the team. In fact, he was voted team captain, one of the team captains, and so he's a competitor. I mean, he's got that downhill racing, skiing background. I mean, that's what he was, a downhill racer. And so he's a true competitor, tough guy. You know, he keeps begging me to let him go down on kickoffs after he kicks the ball off and make tackles. And I tell him, you know, I got to temper him and tell him to kind of stay back and be the safety guy. But he would love to go get in the mix. And if he wasn't a kicker, he could probably play another position. I mean, that's how good an athlete he is and how tough he is.
And the one-man onside kick, I would imagine someone can make a pretty good living in the NFL being able to do that. I've never seen that before. He did it last year against Utah State. Is that something you guys developed together? Had you seen that before, or how did that all come about?
Yeah, we put it in last year. Jay Hill was our special teams coordinator last year, who is now the head coach at Weber State. So it was something that he and Andy worked on. And then we, of course, you know, we know it's week to week. If it's there, then we have it in the package, and we work on it as per the game plan. But we've had a lot of kickers come through here, and he's not the first guy that we've tried that with, but he is the best guy at it, without a doubt. And it's a combination of him being able to, first of all, execute the kick just right, but secondly, he has great speed. He can close that gap and get to that 10-yard mark very rapidly, which is really the key to the whole thing, is being able to get there at the same time the ball arrives.
Gotcha. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Kyle Kingston, Bleacher Report.
Good morning, Coach. This weekend, you know, we've got Devontae on one side and Buck Allen on the other. When you look at Buck Allen, how does he kind of compare to Devontae?
Well, they're both outstanding running backs. I mean, they're 1 and 2 in the conference right now as far as yards per game. And Allen's a little bit bigger kid. You know, Devontae's not all that big. He's just over 200 pounds, but runs much bigger than that. They're both explosive, and they're both having great years. They're both over 6 yards a carry and doing a lot for their football team. And Devontae really has just emerged for us the last three games or so. He's really starting to come into his own, which has been a big plus for us because our throwing game has struggled a little bit, to say the least. And so having Devontae back there to pick up the slack and give us those rushing yards has been big for our football team.
And then Cody Kessler has kind of moved the ball around a lot among several different receivers. But last week he had John Smith kind of step up. Looking at USC, have you seen anything from the freshman Smith that stands out to you?
Very good athlete. We recruited him in high school, and we knew back then that he was a heck of a defensive player in high school as well. And so he's been Kessler's probably his second favorite target. Aguilar obviously is the number one guy, but for a freshman, he's doing some really good things, and he obviously has a bright future.
Thank you.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Zach Rosenblatt, the Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Coach. With all the parity in the Pac-12 this year and how close every single game's been, is there really a such thing as an upset anymore in this league?
They're fewer and further between, for sure.
Yeah.
And there's not many weeks, I think, where you can deem a game a true upset if it happens to occur. But I hate the word parity. I like the word balance. You know, parity to me has somewhat of a negative connotation. I think there's a lot of teams playing at a high level, and you better be ready to play your best game every Saturday in this conference in order to have a chance to win. And right now, you know, being not even to the halfway point of in-conference play and everyone having at least one loss, that speaks to that right there, that anybody can beat anybody else on any given Saturday.
And considering what's at stake with this game against USC and, like, what could happen if you guys win, is it maybe the biggest game you guys have had since you joined the Pac-12, maybe?
No, every game's big. I don't get into the drama of making one game bigger than another. You know, we just take the same approach every week. Every game counts as one, and we just know that we've got to play our best football week in and week out in order to have a chance. And so we don't get into the hype and the buildup of any of that stuff. We just go about our business and prepare the same way every week, and you know, hopefully put a good body of work together by the end of the season.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Daniel Usman, US Today Sports.
Kyle, sorry if you already answered this. I just joined on. But how have you guys been able to make your two quarterback system work so effectively?
Well, first of all, we wish it wasn't a two quarterback system. I mean, we don't call it that. We're waiting for somebody to separate themselves and really take ownership of the position. We have had some back and forth the last couple of weeks, and it wasn't by design. You know, we started Travis in the UCLA game, didn't get much going early, so we gave Kendall the reins, and he took the rest of the game and did some good things, so he got the start last week, and then we sputtered in the first half, had a couple turnovers. I think we only had 80 yards of offense, a couple field goals, so we put Travis in the second half to try again to generate that spark, and he put up a little bit better numbers, but bottom line, we would love for one of them to take ownership and become the guy, because I'm not a two quarterback system fan. I haven't seen that work well very often, if ever, and so we're trying to get that separation, but they got to play themselves into that separation. It's got to happen on the field. We've got to see one of them take charge, and that's what we're hoping happens. Now Travis has the start again this week based on performance last week, and so, you know, a true two quarterback system in my mind is where one guy plays the first and third quarter, one guy plays the second, fourth, or whatever, you split it up, and we'd rather not do that. You know, if Travis comes in and plays well, then you know, that's what we'd like. Or if Kendall gets his opportunity and plays well, one of them needs to just go ahead and take charge and take the position and run with it.
Are they handling it from a mental standpoint well in your mind, and how are you guys managing that?
Yeah, very well, very well. And one thing you don't want to do is have, you know, too short of a leash. I mean, we don't want a guy going in there and thinking that if he turns the ball over one time, he's going to get yanked. And that hasn't been the case.
Right.
You know, we've given both of them long stretches of time to try to, you know, get something going. And so, and to their credit, they both handled it very well. Like I said, they prepare and practice exactly the same way every week. They both work hard. They watch film. And, you know, so there's been no issues there. But we would like more than anything else to settle in and have one guy be the guy. But that's, like I said, they got to play their way into that situation.
Thank you.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Kyle, pretty remarkable that over a two-week stretch you've thrown for 162 yards and you've been able to win two road games in the league.
I
I'm guessing you want more, but you've got to be kind of proud on the other hand, aren't you?
Well, you're guessing correctly. We want a lot more in the throwing game, and that's something that's got to happen. But by the same token, you know, what we're winning with the last 3 weeks is outstanding defense, very good special teams, and a solid run game, and that's really been our formula. But at some point, you're going to have to be able to throw the ball a lot more effectively than we have the last few weeks, and we're working hard in practice to get that done, and that's something. And it's not just the quarterback. You know, we're sitting here talking about the quarterbacks with the last question, but too many drops by our receivers, not quite good enough pass protection up front, and then we got to throw the ball better, obviously at QB as well. So it's a combination of things that we've got to get worked out, and that's our challenge. And like I said, we're working hard to do just that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Emily Van Burskart, SportsWatch.com.
I had a question earlier, but it was answered, so much appreciated. But I wanted to ask you really quickly, what do you think the reason is behind the starting QB struggling a little bit to get going, and then, you know, your other guy coming in and finally getting it rolling? What do you think the reason behind that could be?
I don't know. Maybe we should put the second guy in at the first snap and get it going. I have no clue. If I knew, then I think it'd be a lot easier to deal with. But that has seemed to be the case where you know, when the starter hasn't really got much going, the guy that we put in next provides a little bit of a spark. But But, you know, we have faith in both of them. I guess the bottom line is we believe they're both good quarterbacks, quality quarterbacks. One of them just has to settle in, and we're just waiting for that to happen, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star one.
Any further questions for Coach? That's it. Hearing none, you're done. All right, thanks,
okay.
Coach. Appreciate
it. Thank
you. Good luck
this
Saturday.
Appreciate
okay.
it. Bye-bye.
You got it.